One of the world's biggest and most successful music tours returns to London tonight for five nights. Taylor Swift's first concert since her last ones in Vienna were cancelled after a planned terrorist attack near the venue and the fatal stabbing of three young girls at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport. Journalist Enda Brady is with us. Morning again, Enda.
Good morning. Good to speak to you again.
So tell us, what are the security fears around these concerts?
Well, I think given everything we saw in Vienna and the alleged terror plot, I think what we will have seen is the authorities in London, the Metropolitan Police and counter-terrorism officers speaking to their Austrian counterparts and just trying to ascertain whether there is any threat to the Wembley concert. So there are five gigs coming up now starting tonight on this Eras tour. Remember, Taylor Swift has been to the UK for three concerts. She's looping back now for another five. There is no credible intelligence that there is any threat planned, so the concerts go ahead. It's interesting, there are tickets available online already today. I think some people, perhaps travelling from the United States and further afield, have just felt that they would take a step back. So if you've got the guts of €600 or €700, you can go to ticketing websites and get in there tonight. And we're going to see very, very tight security. And it's interesting, the authorities are clamping down on what's called taygating. This is this kind of culture that has grown up around Taylor Swift of young fans who don't have tickets just going down to the venue to congregate, gather and listen to the music outside for free.
So they won't be allowed to, because that happened here in Dublin. It's happened at most of our concerts where people who don't have tickets just gather outside to listen and to sing along. But that won't be allowed in Wembley, no?
That's what they're saying, but look, it depends how big they want to make the outer security cordon. They're saying that there will be layers of security and the outer cordon will basically be, you will only get through that if you have a ticket to get into the stadium. So, look, we saw in Munich when she was there, for example, 40,000 young people gathered on a hillside overlooking the stadium.
Yes.
And that turned into almost another concert. But the authorities, the message tonight in London is if you don't have a ticket, don't go near Wembley.
Are the authorities in any way concerned after the recent rioting across England, which was linked to what happened at the Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport?
Well, look, that has gone away. What we've seen is Keir Starmer, who used to be DPP here, head of the Crown Prosecution Service. The government, the judiciary, they have massively clamped down on anyone who was arrested. We're seeing about 1,000 arrests so far. Detectives trawling still through CCTV from towns like Bristol, various different places, Aldershot, all the way up to Liverpool, Southport, all of those riots. Every day people are still getting arrested and people are getting stonking jail sentences. 3 years one guy got for punching a police officer in the face. A woman was put in prison yesterday for 15 months for what she wrote on Facebook, calling for mosques to be bombed. And the way Starmer's government have dealt with the situation, you know, swift justice, no pun intended, they basically have wiped out any prospect of further rioting. So I think all of that has gone away. And the focus really for the next five nights should be on young people having the time of their lives, seeing a record-breaking run. The last artist to play seven gigs at Wembley was Take That. And before that, Michael Jackson had the record in 1988 with his Bad Tour. So Taylor Swift will be playing eight in total here.
Yeah, it's hard to overstate the scale of this tour. And it's the only city that she's returning to as part of the Eras Tour. It's going to finish up in the US and Canada before Christmas. How big is she second time round in England?
Oh, huge. I mean, yeah, it's the hottest ticket in town. I think part of the attraction for Taylor Swift, I live in Oxfordshire, and what I've heard on the local grapevine here is that she's been staying in a house in the Cotswolds a lot of the time while she was, you know, in Dublin, while she was in London and popping around various different European capitals. The base has been apparently a luxury mansion in the Cotswolds on the border with Gloucestershire here in Oxfordshire. And there's a private airport at Oxford, you see, so I think she has a private jet. And I think that is part of the attraction, that she's able to zip around these various different European capitals while maintaining a semblance of home life and normality in Oxfordshire. But you're right, it's a huge deal. And Wembley will sell out every single night, but the security will be super tight tonight for obvious reasons.
Are you going?
I've got a teenage daughter who has hounded me for 6 months. I haven't been able to get a ticket.
But you said there were a few tickets knocking around for €600, no?
That's an awful lot of money for an hour and a half.
3.5 hours then. It's not an hour and a half. It's 3.5 hours. Yes.
Oh, look. She's not Bruce Springsteen. We'll see. You never know. I might. If it happens and someone says to me today, I've got a spare ticket, but I don't know. I'm just. I'd probably pay that amount of money if Ireland were in a World Cup final playing soccer. But there we are.
Enda Brady joining us from London. Thank you.